What's up, podcast listeners? Jordan Green here, host of the Greenhouse Podcast. I just want to take this brief moment to quickly thank you all for all the time that you've spent in helping this podcast be successful to this day, as well as the multiple donations that we've been receiving so far. As of right now, those donations are truly keeping us going, as well as your support when it comes to subscribing and telling all your friends and family. We're also super excited to announce that for the first time ever, we have launched a behind-the-scenes section on our website. Just go to thegreenhousepodcast.com. And click on Behind the Scenes. From here, you can see all the behind-the-scenes videos, photos, and audio from each episode. Now, without further ado, here is episode 17 with Monica Cottrell, titled Monica's Magic Couch with Monica Cottrell. Enjoy. Hello, good morning, good day, and good evening. This is Jordan Green. I am your host of the Greenhouse Podcast, and this is episode 17. Congratulations, audience. You have made it through 17 episodes, or maybe you just started listening. And if that is so, I welcome you. If that is not so, I still welcome you. I like to be welcoming to all audiences, obviously. guys, today we have a very special treat. We are celebrating episode 17 by introducing to you the one, the only, Monica Cottrell. How you doing, Hi. Monica?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good to have you on the show.
I'm so excited.
Finally.
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting weeks for this moment.
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
Gosh, now I feel terrible. I only waited several weeks.
I know.
Here you were waiting all your life.
All of my life, just for this.
What were you thinking at age 7?
When I was like, maybe one day,
yeah,
I'll have a friend with a podcast.
With a podcast.
Yeah, there were no cell phones then.
There weren't even iPods.
There weren't iPods.
Isn't that interesting?
There was dial-up, like AOL.
Isn't that weird to think about?
Yeah, it's super weird.
Like the word podcast, I think, came from the iPod originally. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Me and your husband, actually. How does that feel? You're married.
I know.
You know, we have so much to talk about because I remember we used to be friends even before you were married. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's like way back when.
You were like actually friends with my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really helped him out big time. He never forgets you.
I know.
Always asking about you.
And, you know, I'm so inspired by all the people that you have introduced me to in your life, all your friends, everybody, every friend of Monica is a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
Every family member is a family of mine. Don't spit out your coffee. Maybe I shouldn't.
That was like really close. That was a really close call. Yeah.
These mics are expensive. Let's not.
Okay, I won't do that. I'll just put the.
Yeah, you know, maybe I should come up with more rules. You know, I only had one rule: speak into the mic.
Yeah, don't spill your coffee.
Don't spit your coffee all over the microphone. Yeah. That could be a good rule number two.
Okay.
Monica, wow. So episode 17, we're celebrating by having you on the show. I know the first thing that came to mind when I was like, I gotta have Monica on the show. Was all the adventures we've had together. You know, all the different times that we've gone out.
We actually have been on a lot of adventures.
Yeah.
We really have.
I remember the one adventure, and there was a dog involved. Not your current dog, and we'll talk about that. There was a dog involved. You remember we went...
Oh, wait, with Casey.
Do you remember this? Yes.
Yes.
And Casey, you know, I hope one day Casey can get on the show.
I hope so, too.
She lives very far away. We were actually video calling the other day. It was her birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Happy belated, Casey.
I know. Happy belated. Several weeks.
If you're not listening, then you're not really a good friend. You should be listening.
Like, if she doesn't hear this, if she doesn't hear this, she can't be offended. But if she does hear it, like, it's a good thing because she's... Because she's getting a compliment.
She's on our minds.
Because she's
and
listening.
We really care about her.
Exactly.
And we love her.
So, and we do. So now that we've talked about nothing, goal achieved.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So those were some good times. Where was that? We were in Atlanta somewhere.
I think we went to Cabbage Town.
Cabbage Town. Yeah. We had some good friends we were with. It was an adventure.
Yeah.
And this was Casey's dog.
Oh, no. I remember where it was.
Yes.
Now.
No trespassing.
Actually, no trespassing. Like,
comes to
could
mind.
Possibly be felony charges. Actually, what is that called? It's like where The Walking Dead was filmed, Bellwood Quarry.
Bellwood Quarry.
If you are bold and dangerous,
yes. You
should go there. But we didn't say that you should because you can definitely get arrested.
Yeah, and we almost did. I actually
we took some epic photographs,
yeah.
Like album cover. yeah. worthy photographs.
I think it did make it to an
Michael
album.
Gordon was there.
Michael Gordon, we Andrew gotta get him Liu. On the show. I've invited all of these people to the show.
Okay, good.
I have a huge list of people for this show.
You should just like tattoo everyone's name on your body.
I
and
can
just
barely
cross
keep up
them
with
out.
The people I've already had on the show. I started inviting some people to the show, and they're like, Jordan, we were on like 2 weeks ago. We already interviewed. My gosh,
it's been
you're right.
posted.
Yeah, it's already been posted. That's crazy. Some good times.
Yeah,
some good
seriously.
Times.
That was amazing,
And
actually.
Now you live in Atlanta. Is that right?
And now I live in Atlanta, yeah.
Where are we right now? Because the Greenhouse headquarters is everywhere, and this is just one of them.
Yeah. This is like West Side, West Midtown, but
West
also...
Midtown. Yeah,
South Buckhead. Some people are calling it Sobu, and I'm embarrassed.
How could it be two and one like that? That's crazy.
Because we're on 20, we're at 26th Street, so it's like
it just crosses
the edge of. It's like the, I guess the most northern tip. Yeah.
Well,
of
we don't
Midtown.
Need to tell exactly the pinpoint because
okay, we
don't
I'm
want
sorry,
creepy
guys,
people.
I don't want
you know, you never
folks.
Who.
Whatever, 26th Street. Like, how are you gonna find? You can't find me.
I guess that's
it's fine.
True.
Whatever. If you're that bold and dangerous,
bold
then
and dangerous.
You should also go to the Bellwood Quarry and.
That would yeah the belt line is really cool and I know you're super close to that
yeah
that's awesome there's you know Atlanta has a lot of interesting people with something to say
yeah
and that's
true.
Why you're on the show Monica so
thanks.
Welcome to the show
thank you I'm excited
today our show is actually sponsored by Doors
oh we have like four doors here
right where would we be without Doors I
outside
no
or stuck inside
yeah. Have you thought about this. I think
you know,
about this all
I'm
the time.
Really appreciative for those doors, especially doors that have windows inside of them,
mm-hmm.
because then I can kind of be on both sides.
Yep.
That really helps.
You could see through it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's fitting for our podcast since we are the Greenhouse Podcast. Houses have doors, or they should. If they don't, what's the point? How do you get in? Or there could be, you know, maybe a tunnel, I guess.
Or we could... Yeah.
The struggle is real without doors. So that's why the show is sponsored by Doors. So
thank you
to every door out there listening.
Wait, there's a Tiny Doors project in Atlanta, which is pretty cool.
What is this about? Have you joined in on this?
Well, I've taken photographs of Tiny Doors.
And you just hashtag Tiny Door.
Yeah, so hashtag Tiny Doors.
Hashtag Tiny Doors.
Or just build your own Tiny Door.
I've heard of people painting Tiny Doors on like the sidewalk or something. Maybe not on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, on the edge, like on the curb.
Yeah. Wow. And Tiny Doors. That's a big Atlanta thing. You know, I think that's super unique. There's a lot of unique things about Atlanta, but I remember hearing about that. Mm-hmm. And you're a part of this.
Well, I mean, I've taken a photograph of a tiny door.
Taken a photograph once before.
I'm not building tiny houses like our friend.
Yeah. We've all been there, though.
Alex.
We've all been there. We're actually getting a lot of donations coming in. We have over $100 in donations, possibly more by the time this goes up.
I'm feeling right now that there's a massive influx of money coming in
as we're speaking.
There's a donor who is thinking about
donating blood.
And then they say, you know what? I don't want to donate blood. I want to donate hard cash.
Yeah.
$2 million.
We'll take blood too. We could use it. We might be able to resell it for even more than it's actually worth.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested. Wait, to give blood
all.
Or to take it?
Neither one. I'm anemic, so I'm not interested.
Yeah. That could be that. You know, I think there's a lot of legal issues that could happen there too.
That's
let's just stay away from that area. Nonetheless, we are grateful for every donation, every dollar, every penny. Somebody actually handed us a bag of pennies the other day.
Were they rolled up or
I shouldn't say handed us. It wasn't really a donation.
Through?
They were throwing it. It was in one of those socks, you know, and they just kind of winded it up. They're like,
at least it wasn't poo.
Wasn't poo. Yeah, we
that's
don't want to that topic. Let's just we need a reset word. How do we avoid topics? Because I know we talked about a lot of these situations with the dog. I know that the dog.
Oh
had,
yeah,
dogs.
Anyways, we're not.
They
gonna,
can't control
we're not
themselves
go there.
Sometimes.
We're not, no, there.
How is your dog? What is your dog like?
He is crazy.
We heard
and
about
amazing.
You know if, for those of you who have tuned into our show and regular listeners or just random listeners. You might have heard the episode Smash Brothers, episode 8. That was a good episode.
It was really good.
You had your husband on there and his brother.
Yeah, one of those guys was my husband.
One of them was your husband.
I'm not married to both of them.
The question
that's for
is,
sure.
Which one? Because they look identical. I'm kidding. They don't.
They don't, they don't look identical at all. And they're different.
I tried to get at that in the show. Like, how do I tell you guys the difference? And Matthew just stares at me.
He's like, that's never happened to us, ever.
Even though as kids, I saw pictures. They look pretty similar as kids. Yeah. Especially with matching outfits.
Right, right. But yeah, we mentioned your dog. Your dog is adorable. And the cool, unique thing about it is your dog has an Instagram page.
He does.
Super cool. And for those of you who are actually on one of those segues right now, super popular, I know. if you're on a Segway, please pull over. Actually, Segways were very popular right when iPods came out. Because they came out around the same time, 2001.
Oh. Yeah. I see a lot of Segway tours here in the city. Why tours? It's so bizarre. I'm like, you can walk faster than a Segway.
If all things
so
to
let's
become
get walking people.
Popular for the Segway, it had to be sidewalks.
Yeah, I've posted a couple. I think I've posted a video on my own Instagram of Segways. Yeah, because they're pretty common around here.
Well, you know the guy that invented Segways?
I don't.
He drove off a cliff with one.
What?
It's true. Yeah, that's a
true
story.
He's like, this is a disaster invention. Yeah. I'm done.
It was an accident.
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing is people were worried about the safety of them. And the guy who invented it was like, no, they're safe. He's gone now.
Okay.
So there's that.
But we also need to stay away from conversations about.
We just need like a word like coffee.
Magic couch.
We both said at the same time.
Magic
coffee
couch.
Yes. Coffee magic couch.
I was babysitting my best friend, one of my best friend's two kids, and we said,
how is your
code
best
word? Well, her name's Brooke. She has two ridiculously cute kids, Bear and Gia, and
real children.
She calls them biscuits. They're adorable.
They're not biscuits.
They're actually kids.
Okay.
And we had a code word for an emergency. Yeah. And it was magic couch, so.
No way.
Actually, it was magic chair. So if there was like, I'm stuck, I'm in trouble, magic chair.
I like it.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's just do coffee, magic coffee. Magic, no, coffee couch. I like that one.
Okay.
All right, cool. We'll stick with that. It's like, not that it matters. You're like, okay, sure. It doesn't like, it's not going to change or affect our lives in any way.
No, we won't remember after this moment. It'll be done.
By the way, I had a couple questions for you, Monica.
Oh, wow.
I know. You know, something that's always inspired me, you've actually taught me a few things in my life.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I know.
My gosh.
I know. You're super good at explaining and teaching. And I know you've had a lot of experience of that in the past, teaching software and all sorts of different things, in every category, it seems like, of life. I'm kidding. But
Japanese,
I'm curious,
jiu-jitsu.
Is that something you've always done? Does it in the family? Because you naturally are good at explaining things. Or is it something that you tend to have the skill of?
My mom is really brilliant, she's really great at explaining things, but
wasn't a teacher necessarily.
No.
Okay. Because, you know, so in my family, and this is why I was curious, in my family, my dad was a teacher. My mom was a teacher. Mm. His dad was a teacher. I think it kept going up the line. My dad's mom was a teacher. It's very interesting.
Oh, wow. No, nobody in my family is.
And I'm not a teacher.
Yeah, you're not a teacher.
But I teach in many ways in my life.
Most definitely you are. Yeah. I think you're great at explaining
Sometimes
things.
I'll teach people how to drink certain types of milk. Have you ever been?
Soy milk, almond milk,
yeah,
goat's
like,
milk,
like,
cow's
hey,
milk.
There's a special type of way to
cat's
drink them.
Cat's milk.
Now that is a very unique way to drink that. Only in small, they're almost like shot glasses.
This is disgusting. Okay. I'm done.
coffee couch.
Coffee couch.
reset word. Oh my gosh. So you live in Atlanta.
I live in Atlanta.
I know one of do you have any hobbies right now? Or have you ever had a hobby?
I've had lots of hobbies.
What is your hobby?
My hobby of the moment.
Yeah.
I have two hobbies of the moment. I'm really into hiking right now, and I'm really into yoga right now.
Tell us about hiking.
Atlanta is a great city to live in if you're into hiking, because you can drive 30 minutes, an hour, two hours, and see some really amazing sights, like locally.
From this spot.
From right here, from right where I live.
From where we go.
30 minutes. Yeah. There's an incredible place, Soap Creek. Incredible.
Really?
25 minutes away from here.
Is there
beautiful.
Soap?
Beautiful. There's
this
a paper
creek?
Mill? No. No.
Okay.
It's no soap.
Why is
it's
it called
Soap
Creek?
Creek, S-O-P-E. Yeah.
Oh,
or Sope.
Sope.
Or Soppy.
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 Hey, where are you going? I'm going down to Soppy.
Soppy. That actually is beautiful because it has a creek, an old paper mill.
Yeah.
It's I've beautiful. Heard
of it. Aren't there animals? Ruins.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. Okay, maybe not. Maybe
Winston.
Winston will come with you.
We have like this baby Bjorn.
A what?
It's, okay, anybody who's had a kid
or
knows somebody who has a kid knows what a baby Bjorn is. It's basically a front satchel for
That goes for over babies. Over your neck.
Right. And
it's
like
a backpack forwards.
Yeah, it's a backpack in the front.
Yeah, front for pack. A baby.
For a baby.
But you put your dog in this.
Well, I didn't buy the one for the human babies. I bought one for, specifically for the a dog.
I didn't know they made that.
Quite often, Winston gets, you know, he's a swimmer now.
Yeah.
But not over like rapid, like if we're crossing a creek or something, he's I don't feel learning. Comfortable with him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still, you don't
feel, I don't feel comfortable learning. With him going across.
He's a small dog.
He's small.
For those of you who can't see the dog, right now.
He's about 10 pounds.
You're not
pounds.
Looking through the window behind us. He's a small dog. So you have to be careful.
And he's a pug, which most people know pugs are not. They're not really sporty,
they're full of energy.
Active dogs.
They're full of energy.
Yeah, they're full of energy as puppies, but they're not buoyant. So he could very easily sink.
Yes. No, this is a good investment you made. How much do these things cost? $100, $200?
No, I think it was.
$600, $700. I'm getting seven. Going 70? Once, going twice.
It was $70. I really don't believe that. Anyway, we also got him a life vest, like a life jacket. Yeah, I am a crazy dog mom. It's fine.
It's good. It's good. No, that's a good thing. I'm not a big, I don't own any animals right now, personally. I have friends that do, and I take care of them sometimes. But I've always been an animal person. Our family's had animals. So I'm a big fan of them. Now, special request. Is the dog nearby now?
Yeah, he's right here.
Can we get the dog? I promised you this would happen, actually, since day one of this podcast.
I asked.
Can we get the dog
I
on the show?
I begged for him to be on the show.
Yes, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Winston in the house. What does he have to say?
He's literally just staring.
All right, Winston, what is your favorite moment as a dog? Yes. No, very interesting.
He actually was, I don't know if you could tell, but he was referring to,
Oh, there, yes. Winston is chiming in now, explaining the situation.
He was recently at Providence Canyon. I think that's what he's telling us.
Yes.
Like, he.
How was that experience, Winston?
Yeah, he liked it a lot. He was amazed. In fact, if you check out his Instagram, you'll see his last.
No, he was talking earlier. Yeah. We were in some of the behind the scenes audio. If you want to go to our website, folks.
Wait a second. Let's go ahead and blow that spot up right now.
We were talking about this earlier.
Who else? I'd like to take a poll. I would actually like to take a poll right now. Any other listener who was naive enough to believe that there was a behind the scenes
section,
At a red light.
Safety first.
Tried to find this
behind the scenes part. So thegreenhousepodcast.com is where you can go. And there is a behind the scenes section of the website. However, I have not actually created a hyperlink on the page.
It doesn't exist, people.
It exists. But I think it's funny that you actually looked. Not that it's funny.
Oh, okay.
I think it's funny that that I assumed that no one would.
There were several. You alluded to the behind the scenes in several different episodes.
I was waiting for multiple requests for it, saying, hey, I can't find it. And then I was going to be like, yeah, it's there. Just keep looking. And then I would just secretly go into my studio, hit the button that says launch, and put it up. You know, there's just so much behind the scenes stuff that I have. It's all sitting in a folder. But I haven't had the right person to organize it yet.
Okay.
You know, I have a lot of people on my team. I have a big greenhouse podcast team. They're from all over the world. You know, some of them don't even speak English, honestly. And
are you hiring illegal immigrants to do your work, Jordan?
Besides
that what you're
the
saying?
Point, coffee couch. So let's just say I don't have the right paperwork needed to
for them to work with you or
no. Beside the point, I'm waiting for the right person to hit go for this project.
Okay.
Because it is a big deal. Like all this behind the scenes footage, I don't even know what I was saying. Just go and look on the website.
Talking about Winston speaking earlier behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes audio. You can actually find that on the behind the scenes section of the website. So go there if you dare to see that. I remember we were talking with Dino in that one episode, and he said, if you want to find out if we have pants on right
now. Yeah, it was very, and that's actually when, that is exactly the moment, Dino, thank you. It was exactly the moment where I went to look, because of pantsless radio.
What a weird incentive is what he said.
Podcast. Is exactly the kind of weird stuff that I'm into.
Oh my gosh.
So I was highly intrigued. That was the exact moment. Monica, I'm embarrassed now. Now I'm just embarrassed about this whole thing.
I actually went to the website looking for it, and I was the one that knows if it's there or not. Oh my gosh. It was very inspiring to do so.
Yeah, it was great. So
Monica, I do have one last thing. I know that you have been inspired to do many things in your life. A lot of changes going on, a lot of things happening. With you, I was wondering if you had any advice, because you've been, you know, left and right. You were in New York, you were here, left and right, and you got a dog and you're married now. So do you have any advice for the listeners out there that you would like to share? Things that you might have learned?
Oh, gosh.
Something special.
Don't make any plans.
Okay, so
my biggest thing is,
so maybe don't settle down or don't have expectations.
Not settle down, but yeah, you know,
get ready.
I had all these plans.
Yeah,
and I'm a huge planner.
Yeah,
I love knowing when things are going to happen, and sometimes life just throws you something totally different.
Yeah,
and whether it's not don't have any plans, but just be ready.
Yeah,
to accept life as it is, because. Mm-hmm. I don't want my happiness or my joy to be conditional. I don't want to be happy only if everything goes my way.
Right.
Because then I'm never going to be happy, because things don't typically go my way.
Yeah.
So
wow.
That's definitely been the most frustrating thing to learn in my life, because several times things just
switched around. Yeah, it's like
you get off that
roller coaster.
I'm
and
thinking,
you're just a little
dizzy. This is, I've got this and this and this and this, and then boom, something just totally
changes everything.
Changes everything,
wow.
And you know, you still want to be a pleasant human being to be around instead of just some sourpuss.
Well, you still, I feel like it's interesting because I think a good analogy would be if you were making breakfast, you're planning a big breakfast. You know, you got your eggs, you got your bacon. But what if it all gets burnt?
Exactly. You know? What if you don't have butter and you need...
Or you forgot one key recipe and it's just not there. And it's good to have a box of cereal ready for you.
That's
right. With that almond milk sitting in the fridge, or the cat's milk, or what was it?
Or just the attitude that it's okay if you're not going to have what you want for breakfast.
You still got Captain Crunch, and Captain Crunch tastes amazing. Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I'm saying that not because I do it right, because, you know... I have a husband now, so he knows better than anyone that I am not the most chipper of sorts. In fact, I think we say grunchy. What is it?
Grunchy.
Not grunchy.
Captain
Crunch. Grouchy Gus.
Oh.
I easily become
grouchy Gus.
I easily become a grouchy
Gus.
This
isn't the dog.
No, easily become a grouchy Gus.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, it's very hard. Easy for most of us, and it's sometimes hard to stay positive in some situations.
Ooh.
I know for me, even for me, I've been in those situations, but sometimes I think that's good advice to make sure you, your expectations are, hey, if it doesn't work out, I think a good quote was, if it's kind of like life, if you take a picture and it doesn't come out right, you know, just get that camera, take another picture, you know. Develop another one. And you never know what's going to happen next. Just keep taking pictures.
Yeah.
Of course, now now we have iPhones and we can take as many as we want.
You know what I found?
Isn't that crazy?
This is totally off topic, but
no,
I found
good.
Something very interesting
good. Let's
today.
Talk about nothing. Go.
Very interesting.
Yes.
We were going through some boxes and we found a film camera, one of those 24-roll Express.
Yeah. Is it here in
it's actually here. And
in the studios. We brought it here to the Greenhouse
actually
Studios.
Actually just magically, it's on.
She's pointing in the direction. She's having, she has these mind tricks where
I have Winston trained
float.
Very
Winston
well. Winston, you can
here.
Do sit,
Winston
roll over,
so
lay down.
Winston's also pretty good with the video games over there.
Yeah. Winston is amazing. He can do so many incredible tricks.
Incredible tricks.
So
what is, oh my gosh.
Blast from the past, right?
Yes.
I think
back
I want to take a photograph of you.
What year
now.
Are we in? Oh yes. Okay.
In
okay,
this
I'm ready.
Moment. Okay.
God,
yeah. Those.
It
listen to this,
me.
Guys.
There it is.
That's the sound. Fujifilm quick snap camera.
Back to 2004.
Back to a day of...
I can still hear the ringing.
Exactly. This.
Remember
I'm
when
gonna
the flash ring
down.
Thing would go?
Yeah, it's the flash. So I'm going
to
go
preparing
one time use camera.
That. You know, I remember when they were starting to not be as popular, and they actually put a digital. They put a digital screen on the back of it. That's what they started to
what?
Do because
I
they
never
realized.
Saw this.
Yeah, they realized our market is going away because of the digital camera market, and they realized that people like to see the pictures after they take them.
Oh.
They started putting these small digital displays. It was like $10 more for this camera. You know, because normally they're like
these
$8.
These are already getting up there, though.
I know.
They were like $7.99.
$7.99, yeah, like $8 for them.
$8.
So these were like $18.
That's
and I remember
insane.
I bought one I was going out with my family one day or something. And it was the coolest thing. I'm like, this is awesome because I didn't have a digital camera.
Right.
And I can go back 3 pictures. I can see the last
only
three pictures.
Only 3?
Yes.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I can only see the last 3 pictures.
Fujifilm, if you're listening.
But it was still a regular film, which was weird.
That's
I don't know
so
how
strange.
It did
how
it.
Did they do that? Maybe
they
it was just
put
a
some
preview.
Sort of like little SIM card in there. Not a SIM
Who
card.
Knows?
But a, yeah, I know. Really
technology,
wild.
Man. I don't understand
I
it.
I don't understand it. Even
can't
in the,
even get
in the
it.
Stone Age of,
yeah.
of cameras.
I actually used to love waiting.
Yeah.
I would store them away. I would hide them from myself.
Really?
So I would take them and then I would
I know
find
some people
out.
That still carry these around with them.
They're so
and
fun.
Even though they take tons of pictures with their iPhone, they'll just pull it out once in a while and they'll take a picture and they'll say, yeah, I develop it in, like later in the year and I
yeah,
look at them.
It's so cool.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm
so
glad that you got one of those. I
I'm
respect
so
that.
Happy that we, well, we found it. We were
what do
doing
you mean
some
you found
cleaning.
It?
Well, you
like
know,
Walmart?
Michael
you
had,
like
no, Michael
Walmart?
Had some boxes over here
oh, yes.
today and we were cleaning.
And
went through stuff he had from, you know, when he was a kid.
Many moons ago.
So
that's fantastic.
And there were 24 pictures on here.
Well, Monica, you keep taking pictures.
I will keep on
and
going.
And you never know what's going to develop out of that.
That's right. Literally, so, you don't know because who knows what was on those other rolls.
Actually, yeah, I'm kind of curious now. So, Monica, are you ready to go to the next section?
I'm
of our
so
show?
Ready.
Okay. So this next section, I like to call it, you know, some people call it different things, but I like to call this section the improv section. Okay, so this is the improv section to our show. What we're laughing at, folks. I told Monica before we started, I said, I'm getting this like weird sniffles going on lately. And I don't want to sniff into the mic. And so if you ever see me leaning over and sniffing your chair just to the right, it's not that I'm sniffing your chair or sniffing your dog sitting on the chair. I'm just sniffing.
Yeah,
and it's just it's a normal thing. You know, I move off to the side, sniff, come back, and I'm back. I just did that. I'm like, quick, the intro music. I got to get back before the music's back. Do a sniff, quick.
Now you've just blown your cover.
So this is the improv section, Monica. And for those of you just joining us, if you're new to the show, this is the part where Monica and I, specifically since she's the guest this time, we will be not acting, but really just having a conversation as different people, not here in the studio. We will be improvising, is what we call it. And I will give you, Monica, some guidelines, some just structural, like, who are you, where are you, and why are you?
Wow.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So here we go. In this situation, Monica, we're both dinosaurs. So that's the who. Okay? And we are living in the Stone Age, right? That's the where.
Okay.
And the what is simply we've just seen on TV,
what?
On the news. Yeah, we're watching
okay.
TV together. We're friends. We're
this
good friends.
This is a very flawed story.
We're
this
watching
is
the snow. Yeah, the Stone Age, like you know, Stone News or whatever.
Like the Flintstones.
Yeah, similar idea. Yeah, so we're dinosaurs watching the news in the Stone Age, and we've just seen on the news
our
that
friends.
It's going to be our final days.
You know, what?
There's a what are they called? Meteors? Meat?
Well,
I can't even pronounce it. there's a flying rock from space.
Yes.
That's about to hit.
Meteoroid.
You can't even do it now.
I know exactly what this is. It's really driving me nuts.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it's landed.
Okay.
And we just saw that in the news. And now we have a conversation.
Okay.
Go.
Fred, did you just see this? Oh, what's happening on the news? Like, I'm so scared, man. I don't know, Momo. Do you have, like, a girlfriend or something? Because I don't even have a girlfriend yet. And I'm like, what are we supposed to do here?
Maybe we should talk about maybe our deepest,
I'm
darkest.
I'm shaking, man. I'm real shaking.
Listen, there's something I've always wanted to tell you, Monica. There's something I've always wanted to tell you.
I really don't want to hear what you got to say here.
It has to do with years ago. There was a moment I was getting the milk out of the fridge. You remember? You remember that day?
Was it almond milk or cat's milk? No, you
remember we had gone to the dinosaur party, Dino's Dino Disco Party.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Oh my gosh! Oh, yes. Dude, I'm real scared, man. We're about to go under.
I know we're about to die.
We got like 2 days left. I don't want to hear this story. I want to go find a girlfriend.
I have to tell you though.
Okay, fine.
Well, I had the milk, and I told you that the milk was not. You remember you said, hey, Jordan, there's no milk left. There's barely any milk left. And I told you I didn't drink it, but I did. It was me. I'm sorry.
Do you know something?
What's that?
I blamed my mom for that.
You blamed her?
I blamed my mom for that. And you did. And it was you.
I didn't know it would affect you in this way.
I'm sorry. I thought
you would be happy.
You know what?
These are our final moments.
We only got 2 days left.
What should we do?
I'm thinking.
Sorry, I had the sniffles.
I see. I'm thinking.
We should go eat some dinosaurs. I've never done it before.
A different kind, like not our own.
Maybe one of those smaller ones. They say that we're supposed to eat other.
Eat or be eaten.
That's what Uncle Fred said.
I say, let's do it.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. We have to
I'm
do
getting
it
the milk, though. If there's any milk left, I'm getting it. These are the last days. I'm getting that milk.
All right. And I promise I won't drink it first. Right out of the carton like I did last time.
If you do.
What are you going to do?
Well,
you can't
do nothing about it.
It doesn't matter. Like, we're going to die anyway.
We're going to die anyway.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I'd hold your hand, but my hands are so tiny. My arms, I can't reach.
I've got wings, dude. Look at my wings.
I love my wings. Let's go. You fly. I'll walk.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monica in the house.
Why were we country dinosaurs?
I just went with it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I guess we were like from the southern regions.
You seemed really scared. I couldn't handle it.
Well, I heard the news. It was our final days.
Those were the final days.
I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah, you were getting into it.
Really?
Have you acted before?
Nervous.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've
I've
done,
done a
some
lot of improv,
theater?
But dancing. I was a dancer.
Oh, you were a dancer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a dancer. So.
You taught dancing, too.
And I taught dancing.
And you lived dancing.
And I lived dancing.
I remember one day I came over and I walked in the front door and you're like, what are you doing in the house? And you were just dancing everywhere.
That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. That's never happened.
That's never happened. Oh, my goodness.
But Jordan actually does have some really sweet moves. In fact, I would like to request some random moves. I would like to request that on this behind-the-scenes footage, we do, like, a dance.
And I think Jordan should
have, like, three moves that he shares
you know,
with people. Because
mirror,
anybody who's watched.
There's a mirror here, I think.
Yeah, there
you know,
is.
They
I don't
say
know why I'm looking
at
it, but, like.
If you're in the mirror, your dance moves look better.
Yeah, we talked about that tonight.
We did. Not on the show.
Not on the show.
In case you're wondering, like, I missed that part. How do I rewind? hit the rewind
that
button
was
on the.
Different
is there
part
even
of the
a
show.
Rewind button on
Actually,
podcasts? I don't know.
No.
You have to scrub. It's called scrubbing. It's not like a VHS. I'm still living in the past.
Yeah.
You hit the rewind button. I can't fathom. We had to actually do that. We hit rewind, wait for it.
Wait.
Yeah, it wasn't like an instant like
it was
scrub.
Awful. And then you could never get to the point where you really
wanted
to be.
You really wanted to be.
You're like, all right, I'm just going
to
start over wherever
start
I want.
Start with this place, yeah.
Whatever.
Gosh, that is tough. All right, so are you ready
Life
to go?
Life was so miserable.
It really was. How did we do it?
We had to wait for film to be developed.
Yeah, we had to wait for stuff to come out on DVD. We couldn't, you know, there wasn't this instant on iTunes thing. The struggle was real. And there wasn't even a hashtag, the struggle is real.
Yeah, nothing.
It didn't even exist.
That would have been, those would have been quality images.
There would have been
images.
So many hashtags, so many ways to find those
photos. Have been those photographs would have been devastating.
It would have been overwhelming for the internet.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready to go to our next section of the show?
Yes.
This is my personal favorite, where you, we call this, where you get to answer questions
from the previous guest. I'm so
pumped up. Yeah.
Because I don't think I know who...
You
ask
don't.
The question. So
I don't think you know him personally.
That makes me even more excited.
Even more interesting, right? Yeah. So this is called, we call it, the questions and answers section. So this is the questions and answers section of our show. What do you think? What do you think of that little ditty?
I'm really digging it.
Right?
Like I literally
get into
can't
it.
Stop moving
you can't
my body.
Stop. Can't stop moving it.
If you look at the behind the scenes footage,
there's so much video of us just
see
going crazy,
constant
dancing.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
Shoulders.
Yeah. In fact, we might have to come up with a choreographed dance for this song, and we'll just call it, instead of questions and answers, we'll call it. What should we call it? We need a big epic name.
I have no idea.
We'll call it BB Zoom.
We'll call it Winston's Wag Off.
Wag Off.
That sounds really, actually very inappropriate. I'm sorry that I brought it up.
Okay, so question number one is from a guest that we had on last week. We were actually on location at Stone Mountain.
It looked incredible.
Super fantastic. I don't know if it was actually last week. It could have been any time. Depends on when you're listening to the episode, honestly.
Who knows?
Yeah. If you waited like 2 months before you listened to this episode next, then it was 2 months ago. So Antonio Morero Jr., he had three questions that were directed exactly towards you, Monica, except he didn't know it was you.
He doesn't know me, so.
Exactly.
I don't know him, so.
So here we go. This is question number one.
Okay. If you had to live without one very important thing in your life. And those things, they have to be related to nature. And I'm talking about the sun, I'm talking about water, I'm talking about things that won't kill you right away, but that you're going to suffer along the way a lot for not having it. And you're going to have to adjust, if possible, without it. Which thing would you just give it up?
Wow.
Dirt.
Dirt.
100%.
That's a good one.
Dirt.
Wow.
You could do without dirt.
But could you, though? That's the question.
I mean, I'm not living off. He didn't say I was living off the land. I'm not a farmer, right?
Well, but.
Am I?
Dirt. If you live without dirt, think about all the things you need dirt for in your life.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You
he
need
didn't
dirt.
Give enough parameters to in the question. It's definitely not sun.
Yeah.
Definitely not water.
Well, I think we talked about like if I was to choose trees, for example, like
I need
trees.
Photosynthesis.
Oxygen.
You can't live. It's
right.
Fine.
But I would think I would live without trees, but I could have them imported in or something. I don't know. I'd find some sort of excuse to have trees without having trees. Yeah, so maybe you could have
like a hydroponic garden in your house or something.
There you go. So dirt, that's a good answer.
I'm done with dirt. I don't need it.
Get rid of it.
You get know, rid of it.
I wish.
Try
wish,
to stump me.
I wish it was like, what insect? I would get rid of ants.
What?
Yeah.
Ants are not harming anyone.
Ants are controlling
Cicadas.
All of us. They're everywhere. They've already taken over the planet, if you think about
bed
it.
Bed bugs. Done
oh,
with them.
God.
They're disgusting.
Get rid of them. Yeah.
If anyone has bed bugs right now, I don't want you to come near me at all.
Yeah.
Or anyone that I care about.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah. No, there's all sorts of
I'm sorry if you
different...
do have bed bugs, you have a serious problem. You need to call someone and
I'm
get
sorry
some
about
serious
that.
Support.
Or fleas. That'd be really weird
that
if you had
fleas.
That would
be disgusting
yeah.
also.
Get out of
I have
house.
A dog and...
No, but people anyway. Can get fleas too. It's not
yeah,
just dogs.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. No, I met several people who did that. Many, many moons ago. You're like, get out of my house.
Magic couch. Magic everywhere. Couch.
All right. So this is question number two, if you're ready for question number two.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. If you were given a chance to have a talent, but that talent was not meant for you to keep it, you would have to give that to somebody else, which talent that would be, and who is the person that you want to give that to?
That's a good question, right?
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about Antonio, and
his questions, and I particularly like his accent, so he could be asking me anything.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
He had never heard the show before he got on here.
Wow.
And I think he came up with these questions on the spot.
They're very
deep.
Good.
Yeah, if you could have a talent.
A talent
that you have.
My first instinct.
And you had to give it away. Who would it be?
Yeah,
and what
my
would
first
be?
Instinct yeah. is actually a talent that he has to speak.
Oh, several different languages.
Yeah. But the talent
is... Or do you
is,
have that talent?
Well, I can speak a couple languages, but the talent is that I can acquire a language upon reading the text.
Yeah.
Or not having any actual formal training in the
language.
Right. So let's say...
So you can do that?
If I want... No, I don't. I can't do that. I'm saying I want the talent.
What
I
was
want
his
the
question?
His talent
which,
is...
Which one do you want?
Or I thought that's what the question
I
was.
I think it was, what talent do you have?
Oh, what talent do I
yeah,
already have?
Yeah, do you already have? And then if you,
oh,
you had to give
easy.
It away.
Dancing, and I would give it to my husband.
And you would give it to your husband. Oh.
I hate to say that
and
to
And why? Oh, I should ask why.
Well... He actually can dance.
Yeah.
But he's shy about dancing in public.
Right.
So
public dancing.
Public
you would give
dancing.
To him, that talent.
Because at home we'll dance all the time, and I love.
But you had
his
to give it away. Then you won't be able to dance anymore.
Oh well, I've been dancing my whole life.
So you just like pass it on.
I would, and you know what? To be
You're
honest,
happy to
everybody
do that.
Can dance. Yeah. You turn the music on, you'll move your body, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm
but
not
you wouldn't
into
have
a
that talent anymore, but you could still dance.
I could
it
still
be
dance.
Like a
I just wouldn't be
dancing
with like New York City Ballet or something
right,
like
right.
that.
Interesting.
I'm not
that
doing
good.
That anymore anyway, so.
Yeah, very good point. So either way.
Who cares, right?
Right, cool.
Wasted talents.
That's a good answer. I like the answer. I mean, I don't have a choice at this point. If it was a bad answer, like, we have to put it on the air. I'm kidding.
Oh, thanks. thanks for telling
Are
me that.
You ready for question number 3?
Yeah, I'm really digging these questions.
Good. I am too.
If you had to live someplace else.
Yeah.
Away from Georgia.
Okay.
And away from the States.
Yeah.
What is the very first place that you want to go? And just tell me, what would you contribute to that country with? Not just, okay, I want to move to Switzerland or I want to go to Australia. No, tell me the place, and then how would that place benefit from you, from having
from,
you there?
From you living there.
Yeah, from you living there.
Wow.
So, yeah, I wanted to know what could you give to that country?
It's pretty good,
I
right?
I am flabbergasted at this point. I thought first part of the question.
Yeah, you
God,
know exactly where
I was
you're going.
Like, I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Second part of the question.
Wow, you're just like blown
I'm
away.
I'm getting really nervous.
That's what I thought. When I heard the question, I'm like, oh man, I wonder if he knows that this question's been asked a lot to a lot of people. And everybody knows like, oh, I know where I'm going to live. But then he just totally
then he
turned it
really
around.
Turns it around. But I still know the answer.
Okay, good.
So I would most definitely 100% go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I'm moving to New Zealand.
Why New Zealand?
Because I've always wanted to go.
And you've never
and
been.
I've never been.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
good.
The country is extremely diverse.
I wonder,
with,
why, is there an old Zealand?
There is no. not an old Zealand. There's only
okay.
a New Zealand.
Always will be, I guess.
Nouvelle. And I would.
What would you contribute to that? To that?
I'm actually learning how to do something pretty interesting right now in
yeah.
my career,
yeah.
and I would do that specific talent, which I guess yeah. I could say what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean,
so
do you work in marketing? Do you work in?
No, I'm learning. I'm working with technology, and I'm
yeah.
learning about a program that helps schools.
Wow!
And it works with the iBeacon, actually. So I'm
yes.
learning. I'm learning all these different things, and I actually don't really know how to
yeah,
do
well,
this.
Yeah, well, for those of you who don't know what iBeacon is, it's an incredible technology that communicates from one device to another. And that's as far as I know about it,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, so I just found out this one piece of software
yeah.
can disable mm-hmm. students. Let's say you walk into a room or something like that, and
yeah.
you're walking to a classroom, and your kids are all playing on their iPhones.
Yeah.
They're looking at Instagram. They're looking at Facebook. They're
texting.
Looking at whatever. They're not doing what they're supposed to be
yeah.
doing. They're you can actually use iBeacon to disable apps.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm
goodness.
Really studying, I'm going to study up some more about
what
how
it,
to do this, but
any
for
app.
Schools. So I would go to New Zealand.
Without their permission? Or would they all have to first
no,
download
you would
something
have to,
onto
like,
their
enroll
phone?
Them into this software. You'd have to really figure this out.
Interesting. I love
fascinating
it.
Fascinating for school. So
yeah.
I was just working with this other program in New York.
Yeah.
in the public school system.
To New Zealand, maybe one
day. So, well, I wasn't working on that here.
Sure.
New York, I was just working as a teacher, as a biology teacher. Yeah. And I saw a lot of stuff happening in the classroom, to say the least.
You saw it firsthand.
Ooh-wee.
People were saying what's up to each other with the WhatsApp app.
Yeah, not. I wish that's what the kids were doing. I wish that's what I saw them doing.
Yeah.
So there's a huge need.
Or saying bro. There's that bro app.
Yeah, they weren't saying bro.
Bro, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
They weren't doing that.
Technology related with the schools. Yeah. I need to brush up on my own skills, but I'm learning it. And the company that I work for is really amazing and giving me some really cool opportunities. So
that's fantastic.
For sure.
Wow. It's like reminds me of Iron Man stuff right there.
Yeah.
Where he just like he walks into the room and he takes control of stuff.
So cool.
Except in this
Kevin
case, like
Norris, actually a gentleman that we both
Kevin
know.
Kevin Norris. I hope they have him on the show one time.
About, I really hope so. Yeah. He told me about this
technology
part of this
application that we're
using. We're using this application in another on-site location for something else, and it has so many fascinating features. Yeah. Anyways, anybody else not interested in technology probably just tuned
even
out.
Even if you're not, I'm interested in the fact that you can simply help the classroom be productive, more productive.
I would be
using technology. That's awesome.
That's exactly what I would do.
Even if you don't understand how it works.
I don't know exactly how it works right now.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pretend like I do.
Sometimes I don't even understand how the simplest things work. Like, how does a fork simply capture the spaghetti as I roll it into a swivel?
Right.
How does that happen?
And why isn't a fork, like in Little Mermaid,
an actual hair comb? Right, a hairbrush.
Yeah.
I figured, like, it would be. It's a thingamabob.
Yeah. Why don't we just keep them all the same?
I mean,
like,
look
why
at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think it would be complete?
But it's not.
So, Monica, you get to actually ask three questions of your own now, which is super exciting. And I hope you are prepared, because otherwise I don't know what to do in this next section. Okay. So what if you had to ask three questions and no more than three and no less than three, which three would you pick and which one would go first? So basically, what are your three questions?
Question number one.
Okay.
Let's just jump right on in. What are you binge watching on Netflix right now?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Because let's be honest, we're all watching something.
We're all watching something.
And we're all staying up way too late watching something.
Yep. I watched that Daredevil show. That was a good one on Netflix.
Yeah. Somebody else was talking to me about that.
I wish.
Was it Kevin?
It might have been. Kevin is a good guy. And if he's a good guy, he'd be watching this show.
I think he was talking about that.
Yeah. You know, there's all sorts of good ones out there. You know, I got to get into Breaking Bad. Everybody tells me that's a good one.
You have to watch Breaking Bad.
I know.
Michael and I are watching Bob's Burgers, and it's amazing.
Amazing. Perfect. So what is, if you had to pick a second one,
second question. I know what it is.
You don't have to put number three next. Let's just wait for number three. Let's do number two right now.
I wanted to just actually just meld
combine
two and
them. You
together.
Can't though. We you can, but then you'll have to come up with a third one because now two and three is two.
That's fine.
And then there's no three, and then we have
magic couch.
One. Okay, so what's number two now? Magic couch, coffee couch.
Number two, what or who is your spirit animal? Use this term loosely.
Yes.
So like.
Who is your spirit animal?
Mm. This could be like a TV character. This could be an actual animal. Mm-hmm. This could be a food item. This could be a piece of furniture.
So what's your spirit animal, but it doesn't have to be an animal?
It doesn't have to be. We're going to use the term loosely.
Okay, so we know it's spirit.
What is
okay.
this object, this entity that embodies you?
That is really good.
It could be a fork.
It could be a fork.
It could be Tina from Bob's Burgers. It could be Walt.
Gosh, it's so random. It could be, where's Waldo?
It could be Waldo.
It could be Waldo.
My pug Winston.
I never did find Waldo. Where
There's
is he?
Several different pages of Waldo and several different editions of that book.
I'm still looking.
Actually, that was
I'm
the most.
I'm hoping he could be my spirit animal, but until I find him,
then you're never going to connect.
It's troubling.
That was one of the most popular Halloween costumes last year in New York City. Almost everybody was freaking out. Waldo.
I saw Waldo when I was I was up north somewhere, and it was around Halloween, and there was a Waldo there.
Canada?
So I technically did find him, but they told me they were just dressed up as Waldo, okay, so they gave it away.
Doesn't count.
So if you had to pick a third question now, Monica, It can be three parts to one question, but it has to be one question still, and it has to be your third one.
Okay.
Okay.
Final question. You know at Starbucks, they have these fancy drinks, right?
I know.
Or
yeah.
All the drinks.
I'm pretty sure all of them are fancy.
All the drinks are fancy.
Depends on your perspective. Fancy.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you're moderately fancy, you're going to be a Starbucks drink.
Yeah.
And I want to know the name of your Starbucks drink and why. So for me, my name for my Starbucks drink would be a mocha twist. Number one, my sister could never say my name properly.
Yes.
So I was always mocha. Twist, because I'm about 17 ethnicities. So
yeah. And
mocha,
you could do a little
twist. And I'm also
twist
very
dancing.
Good at the twist.
Do the twist.
So yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. I love that song. Do the twist. So it's very fitting. Very good. Very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
I think I don't have an official name for mine. I should make
Well,
one.
You really need to get on
yeah,
it.
Like,
because
like,
if you're at the counter.
Yeah.
And then are you bold enough to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, well, sometimes
and
I just pre-order.
I just yourself.
Pre-order. Yeah, sometimes
Next
I don't
time
I'm
going to say I want a grande mocha twist. And I'm going to see what they come up with.
Do you think if I said the same thing, mocha twist, would they know? Would they be like, oh my gosh.
I wonder what they would make.
Are you Monica in disguise?
Are you Monica? Because
she always orders
Starbucks.
That.
Knows.
Yeah, they have like a system where they put it in the computer and it goes to everyone.
Yeah, they know exactly who's
And they show like a face. It's like wanted, except it doesn't say wanted.
It
just
says
this is the person.
Mocha twist.
Mocha twist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a mocha.
I know about the system. It's a secret society of Starbucks people.
Yeah. You have to know somebody who works on the inside.
That's true.
That's fine. We're well connected.
We're well connected, indeed. So, well, thank you for, thanks. Sorry to put you on the spot about all those questions.
You didn't put me on the spot. I knew about the questions. I knew they were coming.
Good.
I prepared. I really thought about
them. You're a true listener, a true fan. I appreciate it. I'm glad you came prepared. So, one last, you know, we're coming to an end. We're coming to the end of the podcast.
I don't want this to end. You actually cannot leave.
I don't think it will end, technically, because really the beginning is the end when it comes to anything in life. So,
well, with our sponsors, The Doors, they would...
The end is the beginning to many things.
I think that they might disagree.
Yeah, The Doors, because they do open, but they also close.
Right.
So, speaking of closing, we're going to come to a wrap here. But I had one final question for you, and this is a special section of our show where we will ask you what your favorite place is in Georgia.
What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? Favorite place.
So what is your favorite place, Monica? She keeps dancing. The music stopped.
That's because you did this really great arm move.
We started
and I felt
going
like
with the
I
arms.
Had to just
we had to get
add
in there.
In, swing it
so
around.
So much dancing going on. It's great. It's great. I wish we could be portable, like put microphones on our
That'd
heads.
That'd be amazing. We could do like a Britney Spears, you know?
And we would just be, at the end of the podcast, we'd just be sweating like crazy. And we'd just be so physical into it, jumping up and down. I'm just imagining like these really big motions with our
as
legs.
As long as we
like,
said like
up.
knees up.
Knees, left hand, right hand.
We really want to get the audience inspired to get up and get active.
Everybody's listening in their car and they just want to pull over and dance with us.
And they just
us.
Start elbows, knees.
Yeah. Wow, that would be incredible. What were we talking about?
Favorite place.
So what was your favorite place? So do you have a special place that you like to go to? Maybe in Atlanta or Georgia, somewhere that is unique and local to you.
Gosh, I have so many.
I know there's a lot. You've given me quite a few inspiring
so many.
Places. But if you had to pick one.
So here's the thing. I hate to say this because it's going to make me sound snobby. Mm. And I'm really not.
No.
I'm really down to earth human being.
I
don't
for you.
Feel like I'm a snob.
Yes.
However, finding good sushi in this city is really difficult.
It's tough.
I have not been to a good sushi restaurant. Mm-hmm. Until last night. My life has been changed.
Was it the one in the
food
court?
I'm scared to share.
It's not the food court at Mall of Georgia, is it?
No.
Not that they're bad sushi, but I'm telling you they're not the best.
No. So this place is life-changing. Anyone, they fly their fish in daily from Japan.
From Japan?
This is not a joke.
I've never even been to Japan, so having anything flown in.
No, this is amazing. The fish is like butter. Literally, it's just the creamiest, most amazing experience
for
sushi.
Okay, what's the name of this place? What is the name of this
place? It's called Sushi House Hayakawa. And
Fitting.
It's on Buford Highway.
On Buford Highway. I love how it's like this really epic name right there on
Buford
Highway.
Buford Highway. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Their ginger is not pink. If anyone is a sushi snob, you know that never, ever should
The ginger bee pink. That, why is that bad?
Because it's not fresh quality. Mm-hmm. So their ginger is actually the color of ginger.
Which and is their fish, green.
It's kind of like, it's not green. Don't eat gray. Green ginger.
Gray.
No one. It's purple. Like a tan cream color.
Cream color. Mm. Right. Very natural.
Yeah. So, I guess that's where you should go.
Yes, if that's you're awesome. Really,
if and it's rated 9, it's like a 9.0. This is yeah. like a 10
on like sushi. Fandango. I guess Fandango's
on the best Foursquare, place. Which not everybody uses Foursquare anymore. Foursquare's but I still, good. I still use. No, I mean, Foursquare.
Yelp is fine, but Foursquare. Yeah, I actually think Foursquare's trust the new
Foursquare
Yelp.
More yeah. than Yelp. Yeah. So
well, they've been there, done that. Yeah. I think that was their slogan for a while.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Actually, I have stickers from Foursquare back when they actually sent you stickers for being so good at recommending places.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan. I had a I have a t-shirt, Foursquare t-shirt.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you have. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
You know, they split off. They went into two separate ways. But, you know, I'm still...
I'm really digging for it. I love Foursquare. I trust them 100% with my food choices.
100%.
100%.
Gosh, I'm worried for the one day where somebody gave one bad review.
I won't eat below an 8. If the restaurant does not have at least an 8.5 rating, I'm not eating there.
It's going to be probably okay because there's several reviews backing it up.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Okay. Exactly.
Good point.
Anyway, this restaurant is life-changing. If you've lived in Atlanta or lived in the suburban area and you've been looking for good sushi and you haven't been able to find it.
You're just making me hungry now.
This is the place.
You know, I'm just going to eat one of these little pastries over here that you've provided for the greenhouse team.
These are from a place right down the street from the sushi house.
Wow, so this is like a two-in-one recommendation.
Yeah, can I do that?
No. I'll make the exception.
Only because the pastries are here. It's like a really good product placement.
Product placement so for what's going on right now.
If you're going on a date, dudes, I'll tell you this much. Yeah. If you take a girl on this date, she's yours.
What if the girl takes you?
If the girl takes you, she's a boss.
Wow.
She's a boss.
Yeah, because I think it could go both ways.
I think it can go both ways. I'm a little bit traditional, though, so I hate to say that. Yes. And I don't feel like I am, but in this case, I am.
Well, you have respect for the guy. If he takes you to
this place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, dudes, if you take the girl to the sushi house and then you go to the White Windmill Bakery, it's a Korean bakery.
White Windmill Bakery. That sounds amazing.
It's maybe
10 minutes.
Not even 10 minutes. One minute.
10 steps.
10 steps from the sushi house.
Big difference.
And they have coffees and they have tea. It's the perfect thing to do after sushi.
And that you can make new friends.
Make new friends. There's a giant patio outside.
Wow. I thought you were about to say a giant pizza outside.
No, there's no pizza. It's good. They have bubble tea. They have coffee. They have.
Done.
So anyway, I hate to do that to you guys. But,
I think I've been there. Believe it or not.
You probably
have. They have bubble tea there? Yeah, I probably have.
They do have bubble tea.
A buddy of mine, Andrew, he's going to be on the show soon eventually here.
Oh, maybe Andrew's been.
I think he's been and I think he took me there. If not, I'll take him there. We'll hang
out. Yeah, you should wow Andrew at that place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Andrew's a good friend, and he'll be on the show eventually here soon.
I love you, Andrew.
Yeah, we're always hanging out. We're always doing stuff. Good times. He was on some of those adventures that we've had together. Yeah. It was fun times. All right, cool. So this is coming to a wrap, but a final thing. Monica, if you have some social networks that you wouldn't mind people following you on, so this way they're not creepy following you, like... following you through the parking lot of Kroger or something. Do you have some social networks that they could not to like just give you that creepy explanation there, but do you have any social networks like Twitter or Instagram
that
people can follow you on?
Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah. If you want those to be shared right now, this is your moment to shine.
It's Monica, but there's no accent because
there is normally
an accent. There's an accent over the O, but it's just Monica. Monica T. Cottrell.
Never call me Monica.
That's it.
First rule.
It's really, honestly, the one thing that I really don't like. I really hate it.
No, I agree.
But it's Monica T. Cottrell.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah. It's fine. The first five times is okay. Yeah. I remember
there was like 20 people after meeting you that said, okay, you did it once. Never again.
Yeah, gave them the look. I remember.
You will die.
Somebody came up to like my cousin and said, you know, she prefers to be called Monica.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, I did call her Monica, but thank you.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, the handle is Monica T.
Cottrell.
So it's spelled
M-O-N-I-C-A,
the letter T, Cottrell.
That's it. So it's at and then that. Okay, great.
At that.
And that's Instagram.
I'm pretty sure that's also Twitter.
Yeah. We'll link it in the page for those of you who are searching right now. You can just click on the button.
And you should also go ahead and follow Winston.
Follow Winston. We're going to put another little tag in there because he's
I try not to flood my Instagram with pictures of him.
Yeah.
So that's a good
if you're curious
outlet.
About, yeah, the dog.
He's actually
there.
Asleep right now. Very handsome.
And what is the Instagram name for Winston again?
It's at Winston Takes ATL.
Yes. And that's such a unique name too. It's perfect.
All right. Taking Atlanta by storm.
He is. Very, very useful. Now, for those of you folks who are curious about how to see all this behind-the-scenes footage,
there's actually
photos,
some very good footage.
Some really good stuff. You can actually go to our Instagram page, which is at The Greenhouse Podcast, or you can go to our Twitter page. Oh, go ahead, Monica. I know you
I wanted
to
tell
something.
You say this to the listeners.
Hey.
There's an E after green because a
yes,
couple of my
you know,
friends
there's
said,
several people
"Hey,
who are
you
confused.
Should have said." That there's an E
there's
after
an e.
the,
yeah.
So I just want to say that out loud.
So
too.
At the green with an E, like greeny, but it's not greeny. Don't call me that. First of all, green like my last name, green with an E. At the Greenhouse Podcast, and then you can also find us on Twitter, green with an E house pod. Very limited characters there, so we couldn't get any more than that. At Greenhouse Pod, you can tweet us there. You can ask us your questions that you've been dying to ask us, or if you want to be on the show, you can actually email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com and let us know your thoughts. Let us know your dreams. Send us your selfie. We'd love it. We'd
selfie
love it.
With an S or
yeah,
with
we get
a C.
Them selfie with an S and sometimes a C. We will see what happens. Ah, you see what I did there?
I saw that. Fancy.
So, yeah, so we're looking forward to that, guys. We get emails every day, letters, handwritten letters flown in by Dove and by Raven. Every day, and we're
from
excited
Japan,
to see that
directly.
From Japan directly with
the
sushi, which I think is brought in by Delta or something, like some sort of airplane.
Yeah,
very,
sponsored
very
by Delta.
not really. Don't sue us.
Just kidding.
Oh my gosh, some good times. So, guys, thanks for listening. This has been a pleasure. Thank you, Monica,
thank
for
you,
being
Jordan.
On the show. It's
I'm
been a,
so happy.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
So, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast. This is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. See you next time.
That was
good.
So fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We're asking.
I need 2 jugs of milk. Oh, there will be an improv session at one point. I'm just going to throw us into that. Just give you a heads up.
I know about that.
Besides that, it's all just conversation. Just keep the conversation going. We talk about anything.
Okay.
Actually, we talk about nothing.
Except for dog penises. Don't have conversations. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Winston.
Oh.